Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. This is the Tuesday morning disregard. This is the Firearms Monday. And the proper tip of the day is to read the book World Without Cancer. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. And once again, this show is dedicated as a memorial to my friend Tim Spencer, who was my webmaster, who passed away yesterday. All right, that said, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class rifle and pistol training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website where you can learn how to properly clean a rifle, by the way, is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want a custom rifle built, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging. Maybe a couple of months from now, sign up for a class. That telephone is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
John, my condolences. We all love Tim very much.
Well, he was a great guy. He had an extraordinary life, and for a number of years, every day he was alive was, quite frankly, a miracle. And we'll be doing a memorial panel to him. There's already a photo of Tim on his favorite horse, Abby, on my Twitter feed. Tim will be missed, and life goes on. Moving on from there, Sam. There was a football game yesterday with the Buffalo Bills, and player number 27 was injured and laid on the ground clutching his heart. They say it's a head injury, but typically you don't clutch your heart when you've had a head injury in football, do you, sir?
No, definitely not. And, you know, the NFL is the giant elephant in the room right now. It's quite remarkable that all these professional athletes are dropping like flies and not a single politician seems to be having heart problems. I find that utterly remarkable.
Well, I know you typically don't listen to my show, but tomorrow, the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, Steve Bannon will be given probably better part of an hour of the 2 hours. at my request, now Steve is a former CIA field agent. In fact, you two may know some of the same people, by the way. At my request, Steve made inquiries with high-level people in Israel about the what's going on with the COVID clot shot, and he made those inquiries. He did a show on his platform yesterday. He'll be with us tomorrow. It's basically a confirmation of what I've been saying for about a year. Is Israel, as we know it, will cease to exist in 5 years or less, by intent, by design. And I don't want to steal his thunder. The details are alarming. The details show obvious criminal intent to murder several million people in Israel. And we'll let Steve speak for himself beginning tomorrow morning during the Tuesday morning roundtable. Well, you mentioned the politicians not dropping over dead. There's evidence, and Steve will present the evidence tomorrow also, of placebo, sterile saline solution being given to those they choose not to kill. And if any politicians got a shot at all, which they may or may not have gotten, they probably got the saline solution, didn't they?
Yeah, or they faked it. A friend of mine who's a doctor was talking about compressible needles that don't penetrate. So when they stick the needle in their arm on TV, the needle actually compresses into the body of the syringe instead of inserting into the flesh of the person.
Well, you know, I haven't done a search on that, but I'm going to do one right now. I bet you can buy those on Amazon. What do you want to bet? I'm not going to bet. I wouldn't bet any money on that bet.
Yeah, I don't think I'll take that bet. I like my money.
I'll bet a cup of coffee that you can buy those on Amazon. How's that? Okay. No, seriously. I mean, yeah, compressible. I got to do this. Needles. Okay, this would be a fun thing. Well, what's new in the firearms world? What's new with optics, for example? Let's go that direction a bit.
Well, the SHOT Show's going on right now, and there's some new products out in the thermal world. They've got some more. IRAY now has a product called the Bolt that looks like a rifle scope, and you've got that super high-res thermal unit out that's $18,000. I'm not sure anything new has any earth-shaking increase in tactical capability. Of course, True Velocity is coming out with more products, ammunition with polymer cases. So if you're not a reloader, you can now buy ammo that that doesn't weigh as much, cut the weight down. You know, you don't typically reload a polymer case, but if you're not a reloader, it doesn't matter. So, you know, why not save the weight? Certainly going to help our military guys in the field, not having to carry so much weight. I mean, a lot of people don't realize this. If you've never worked in special operations or you're not a professional backpacker, probably never gone into the mountains or a harsh environment with 120 to 140 pounds on your back. The load that our soldiers carry is dramatic. It's heavy. And anything we can do to reduce the weight, particularly guys doing halo hey-hos, it's a huge advantage. It's a big help. So this polymer-cased ammo from True is True Velocity. It's really going to be a game changer for people.
I got the answer for us here. $7.74. Loftus International fake hypodermic needle available at Amazon. Free shipping for Prime members.
There you have it. And you know what? I've got a cup of Ruthie's coffee for you right here. She makes some of the best coffee on the planet.
Fantastic. The SHOT Show, an event so large that no one human being could ever possibly spend 1 minute at each location, could they?
Yeah, it would be very difficult in 5 days to walk the whole floor and spend 5 minutes at each booth. I mean, it is, it's expansive. It's, I think the only show larger than that is the computer show.
Now, is the computer show different than the consumer electronics show?
I think they're the same.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's massive. Absolutely. Well, this is Farmers Money. Ladies and gentlemen, you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Anything new in the legislative area that we need to know about, sir?
There's a lot going on in the legislative area with the federal government trying to outlaw AR-15s, using the ATF through regulation rather than through laws passed by your Congress. They're trying to turn, I don't know, 30, 40 million people into criminals by passing these bogus regulations. And I got to tell you, the Supreme Court has been pretty solid on this. Supreme Court does not allow bureaucrats to create laws. If a law wasn't voted on by your congressman, but a bureaucracy in the executive branch, like the ATF, decides to create a law or regulation that could put you in prison, and that regulation gets challenged up to the Supreme Court, generally the Supreme Court throws it out because the law wasn't created by the legislative branch. It was created by the executive branch. And I sure hope the Supreme Court of the United States sticks to that precedent. Of course, Matt Gaetz proposed legislation in the House of Representatives at the federal level last week to ban the BATF, dismantle it, take
Good
it
for
apart,
him.
Have
Good
it no more. Now, does the ATF, what we call the BTAFE, does it have a legitimate constitutional function? It could. If it were to regulate or prosecute crimes where the federal government is dealing guns to drug dealers, like Eric Holder and Obama did, or if it regulated people illegally bringing explosives or weapons into the United States, like terrorists, yeah, the BTFE could have a legitimate constitutional function. But attacking the rights of citizen gun owners is not constitutional. Now, do I wish Matt Gaetz had proposed a law banning the FBI and dismantling the Department of Non-Justice? Yeah, I wish he'd have done that first, because they have no legitimate constitutional function. I mean, they're just straight-up criminals involved in criminal acts, and it's disgusting and ongoing, and the bottom line is, it's not going to matter. Because the Republicans always do bold things like abolish the IRS or abolish the ATF when the Democrats have control of the other branches of government. When we had the House, the Senate, and the White House, when Trump was in office, we saw none of this from Republicans.
No, we didn't.
And if we take over the White House and the Senate in 2024, which is likely if we can fix our corruption problems, you will not see any significant legislation to change things. I wonder if everyone was watching on the election of the Speaker of the House. We had 19, depending on the vote, or 20 congressmen that were actually willing to try to change the corrupt system in D.C. 19 Republicans out of 218 Republicans. We had only 19 that were willing to demand rule changes to the House to change the system. And they got some of those rule changes implemented. I don't think they got everything they wanted, but they got some of it. But think about that. 218 Republican House of Representatives, and only 19 wanted to change the status quo. And you don't think the Republican Party's part of the problem? They're as bad or worse than the Democrats. They're actually wolves in sheepskin clothing. At least when you look at a dumb creep, you know what you're looking at. They're not pretending to be something else. They're telling you they're communists. But these Republicans, there's almost 200 of them in the House that want the status quo to continue. Are you happy with the way the House of Representatives is working these days? I don't think so. So maybe you better ask yourself the question, what's going on in the Republican Party? Big problems.
Well, I want to expand a bit on this ATF thing. When it comes to the day-to-day, everyday business of the ATF involving firearms, firearms dealers, and private citizens, almost all that is based on the Gun Control Act of 1968, which is pretty much, and I've read the documentation, a word-for-word English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws.
Yep.
This is common knowledge within the ATF, somewhat common knowledge within the pro-gun community. And that is not acceptable. This was hidden from the public until the book was published by the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, where they exposed the documentation of what happened in 1967-68 when Senator Dodd from Connecticut requested from the Library of Congress an English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws. Now, Senator Dodd was in Germany during the Nuremberg War Crime Tribunals. That's where he gained knowledge of the 1938 Nazi gun laws to begin with. And I confronted an ATF SAC, special agent in charge of the St. Louis ATF office, which is now closed. And when I first confronted him, he refused to answer. Second time, he refused. Third time, he said, "Yes, John, so what? We're working using the 1938 Nazi gun laws." I doubt very many 25-year-old men and women joining the ATF have any idea that they're going to be hired to enforce Nazi gun laws on the streets of America. They don't tell it to them in the recruitment process, do they?
No, they don't. And I got to tell you, the last couple of Insta checks that I've done for customers that have bought guns, they're asking questions now they've never asked before. I mean, they want your address over the phone.
They didn't before?
On a legal gun purchase. No, before they asked for your driver's license identification, whatever ID you use, they wanted the number off the ID.
Right.
Which, by the way, they could get your address in a heartbeat. Now they're asking for your home address. They're asking all these questions. I'm just like, wait a minute. What's going on here? I don't recall my congressman or senator voting to change the rules on buying a gun. And see, here's the thing. The Supreme Court has ordered the FBI. By the way, the FBI does the Insta checks, not the ATF.
Right.
And the FBI usually has a paid contractor that they trained, a civilian, to do the initial NICS check. When you call in as a dealer or a manufacturer of guns, they usually have a contractor answer the phone. It's some woman or guy, you know, taking your information down. They pull up the file of the person buying the gun. They're given like 3 minutes to read the file. If the file's short and there's nothing bad on it, then they say approved. If they see something that looks sketchy, they say delayed. If they can't read the file in 3 minutes or less, they say delayed. If they see something immediately that excludes someone, they say denied. And then, but if they say delayed, which a lot of them are delayed these days, they're supposed to call you back in 3 working days and tell you the status of the purchase, whether they approve it or don't approve it. I don't wait 3 days. I usually wait about 5 days, give them 5 days to call back. But after 5 days, if I haven't heard from the ATF, I'm giving the customer their gun.
All right.
I don't really, at that point, it's not on me. You're supposed to call me back in 3 days. You couldn't do your job. Not my fault.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, with the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses, you can do it at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class rifle and pistol training, excellent, excellent video to train you how to properly clean your rifle, which if you haven't seen this video, you don't know how to do that. At freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. This telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, what direction would you like to go next, sir? You're on mute, Sam. Sam, you're on mute. Okay, Sam's on a break getting some of his wife's excellent coffee, it looks like, and he'll be back momentarily. We continue to move forward here. The first month of the year will be over next week. The first day of February is a week from Wednesday. And we continue to observe these issues, monitor them, change and reflect on them, and mitigate best we can as we learn about these issues. And Sam, you're back, sir.
I am.
I know there probably hasn't been any change in the last week in the legal matters, but if there is in the legal matters involving Freedom Center, is there an update?
Well, we have an inspection this Friday. The court and the other side, their attorney and their appraiser, are coming by to inspect the property. The main legal issue at hand is, did the improvements we make on the property exceed the value of the land that the opposing side has when they purchase the land? So we put in $30,000, they put in $140,000. That was kind of the deal up front, and we had an option to buy. Well, when my business partner died, his wife decided to try and kick us off the property. Well, I mean, we put almost $800,000 into the development of the land, so it's not even close. And they've been trying to drag this case out. Now, there hasn't really been anything going on for the last 10 months other than them delay. But they got their final continuance, and now there's a deposition on February 3rd. There's an inspection this Friday, the 27th. And so we're at a point now where we're generating tremendous legal bills and burning up a lot of the lawyer's time, and we're going to go to trial here in a few weeks. So we could really use some help. If anybody's out there that has the ability to help and it won't hurt their family or their financial situation, you know, it would really help us. We can do it through PayPal. I think John has a link.
Right. There's a panel at my website at libertyman.com to make a donation by PayPal and a mail USPS mailing address to mail a check.
Yeah, I've been telling people for a year now, you know, we've got the legal bills covered so far. You know, we're not really hurting for money, but at this point now, with all of the stuff going on here compressed into a short period of weeks, and we don't have any training going on in January or February, and so there's not income coming into the Freedom Center, and we are out of cash. We made some improvements. We finished the women's bathroom. There's now a sink with running water. There's now, you know, a second bathroom in the Freedom Center upstairs, and we put money into that, and so we have pretty much drained the account between the tile floor, the handrail, the netting, the bathroom cabinets, the sink, all that kind of stuff. And
right,
so
right.
Well, we could really use some help.
Absolutely, and I encourage people to go to thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the panel to make a donation, where you can make a PayPal donation, or you can mail a check to a address there. It's given at that panel. Well, my belief is that Freedom Center will prevail. The your attorney should be asking for attorney's fees, and when they do prevail, I don't know if they are or not, but they should be.
And they can't. In the law in Missouri in this type of situation, it's actually the Missouri's ejectment laws that are in play here. And so the ejectment law is to our advantage because we've put so much more money in improvements than the cost of the land. And the law says that the judge can award the people that have put improvements can order the deed holder to sell the deed if the improvements are dramatically more than the cost of the deed. And we think that's what's going to happen. So in that sense, the law is to our advantage. But in a sense that the law is to our disadvantage is, with this type of case, you cannot countersue for legal fees.
That's unfortunate. We have a break. Call number 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
You're sleepless. I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. I now have a Twitter feed as of a few weeks ago, since Elon Musk bought it and got rid of most of the censoring. That's kind of fun. I do make some use of that. And if you want to educate yourself on COVID, there's more than 200 articles and videos at my website. They're numbered beginning number 1. Go to number 7. If you can only pick out one, pick out number 7. Print it out. 9 pages, single spaced, of what's called the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. Print out and see if your healthcare professional can understand and recognize even half of them. I know I didn't recognize even hardly more than a third myself. Really scary stuff. And of course, Proxit will help you achieve your goals, such as the Liberator rocket heater. Mine is going just a few feet from me here, keeping the whole house warm and cozy and saving me a lot of money. In stock, ready for immediate shipment. I'm the executive vice president of the company, and we manufacture wood-burning stoves that have no smoke and beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. Disregard. Bourbon, Missouri. I got Lebanon on the brain. Beautiful Bourbon, Missouri on Old Route 66, the Liberator Rocket Heater at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. You got a question or comment regarding firearms, training, optics, ammunition, legislation? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. I read where the is Mr. Hodgson, is that who died recently, Sam?
Yeah, Bob Hodgson passed away. For those of you that don't know Bob, and he was the son of the man who started the Hodgson Powder Company. And there were two sons, and Bob is gone now. His brother's the only one left. But if you go to the Hodgson website, you can see a picture of him. He was a really good guy, and had input on one of the great firearms companies in the United States of America, and was definitely involved in the promoting of the reloading culture in America. One of the things that, by the way, makes our country quite a bit safer. And people don't realize that the government, they could shut down sales of ammunition in a heartbeat. And they probably will at some point. But there are millions, literally millions of men and women in the United States that know how to make their own ammunition. And that have primers and powder and bullets and brass. All the components that you need, and they know how to put them together. I probably load for myself, just keeping my handgun skills and my rifle skills up, I probably load now 20 to 25,000 rounds a year. And that's what I practice with. I'll get at least 8,000 rounds of handgun in and at least 15,000 rounds of various rifle ammunition in practice during the year, just to maintain my personal skills. It would be very difficult for a person to practice that much if they couldn't load their own ammunition. It's much less expensive.
Absolutely. Sam, we got a caller here. We got, looks like Jim in North Carolina. Good morning, Jim.
Hello.
You're on the air. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Sam, I'd like to ask, if you could, what load do you recommend for 300 black with the 100 grain B-Max bullet?
Okay, well, the 30 cal bullet for the 300 blackout is actually 110 grains.
Yeah.
So we use two powders that are fairly close in burn speed. Either one will work well. And you're talking about a supersonic load with such a light bullet. We get about 2,500 feet a second out of a 16-inch barreled 300 blackout, and we use H110.
Oh, okay.
And we use, made by Hodgson, and we use a product called Little Gun.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, Little Gun, the book, if you look at the date on Hodgson's website, the book says that Little Gun is faster, has a slightly faster burning rate than H110. With the lots that we've purchased, we've actually found it to be the opposite. We get the same velocity from H110 as we do with Little Gun. H110, we're loading 20 grains. And then Little Gun, we load 20.5. grains to get the same velocity either way. Now, depending on your brass and the weight of your brass, you may need a grain less or a grain more, or 2/10 of a grain less or 2/10 of a grain more to get in that 2,450 to 2,520 range. So you need to test your own loads, make sure you're not overpressuring the load. The interesting thing about Little Gun is if you've got thick brass, heavy brass, and you don't have as much internal volume in the case, and you try to put 20.5 grains of Little Gun into a 300 blackout case, you'll be at the top of the case mouth, possibly spilling over.
Right.
So that'll be an indication if that thing's really, really full. Now, the powder compresses. So if you're a 64th of an inch from the top of the case, you can go ahead and press the 110 in there. You'll be fine.
Do you get the same results as far as velocity with a compressed load rather than one that is not?
Well, a compressed load, you're talking about the same powder or different powders?
The same powder.
Well, yeah, a compressed load is going to be a fuller case. So you're definitely going to make more velocity and more pressure in a rifle.
I see.
Now,
okay.
A short-barreled handgun, you might make more flame coming out the end of the muzzle. But in a rifle, generally speaking, you'll definitely get more velocity. Now, when we do accuracy tuning, we love compressed loads. Very slightly compressed. In fact, generally speaking, you get the best velocity and accuracy if you have a powder that has the right burn speed and you're just about 0.5% to 1% compressed. I mean, ever so slightly compressed load, you'll get the best accuracy and the best velocity.
Oh, I see. Okay. One other question, if you could. What do you recommend or what do you use in a CQB situation like in the house? Do you recommend an SBR and what caliber, barrel length, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so what do I personally use? I use a 308 that runs that 110 VMAX you load in your blackout, 3,400 feet a second. Okay, so I have a short-barreled, a 16-inch barreled 308 AR-10 that I use for home defense with a 25-round magazine, and I have a drum magazine as well for that that holds a lot more rounds. That's what I personally use, but I'm 6'4 and I weigh 220 pounds. So a short barreled AR-10 feels like an AR-15, you know, would feel to a guy that's 5'8 and weighs 140, right?
Sure.
So now if you're using a 223, that 300 blackout, as long as you've got a suppressor, that 300 blackout with a 110 running 2,500 feet per second is a fantastic CQB weapon to defend your home with.
Okay.
But make sure you have a suppressor on the gun that you put next to your bed to defend your home with. And the reason I say that is the last thing you're going to think of at 2 o'clock in the morning when someone kicks in your door or a crowd of people kick in your door, the last thing you're going to think of is to put on your hearing protection.
Right.
And there's a short-term problem and a long-term problem with not having a suppressor on the gun that you use to defend your home with. The short-term problem is you lose your hearing. You fire one shot in a hallway or a bedroom, and the concussion is so loud, it'll take away almost 200 degrees of your situational awareness. You may shoot the guy coming in the front door or coming up the stairs, but you're not going to hear the guy behind you coming down the hall. Because once you fire that weapon without suppressor on, your hearing is gone for 20 to 30 minutes. That's the short-term problem. The long-term problem is you'll lose your hearing, but you're going to lose it permanently. Shooting a weapon in, particularly a supersonic rifle round or a big handgun round, something other than a 22, inside a home, you're going to have permanent hearing loss. And I tell people, do not trade your hearing, which is very valuable in a tactical situation. Do not trade your hearing for that moment where you had to defend yourself.
Right.
You know, always have a suppressor on the gun next to your bed. Do I have the? Absolutely. I don't just say that. I do what I say.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate the help.
Thanks for the call.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Thanks for your call. We appreciate it, Jim. The call number is 512-248-8257. Sam, anything new in the world of optics that would be interesting to our listeners?
Well, nothing brand
C. Sam, you went on mute. We can't hear you, Sam. There you go.
Okay. I have three or four buddies that go to the SHOT Show that can cover a lot more ground than I can looking at new products. And I should have reports in from those guys if there's anything interesting. I'll try and get that to you next week.
Okay. A bit of humor here. I saw on YouTube this morning. My wife thinks it may have been a staged event, but two young women attempting to put gasoline into a Tesla electric vehicle. And I don't know if it's real or not, but it sure was funny.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and, you know, I don't know if you can remember back this far, John, but do you remember the beginning of 2020? Do you remember 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
Oh, yes, of course.
That was an IQ test. And mm-hmm. about 80% of Americans failed
right.
the IQ test.
Right.
So
right.
even though it's humorous, honestly, I'm not surprised.
We have in my archives, we went through the YouTube archives, and we have a show I did with Dr. Horowitz in April of 2020, where we're talking about all the make-believe science and things we were already finding out at that point. I don't know if it's in that video or one I did with Dr. Deagle, but the same spring, I stated publicly my belief that the vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed, which the evidence is becoming more and more clear that was, in fact, the case, wasn't it?
Well, what really is shocking to me is they were doing R&D and work on the vaccines. I've seen paperwork from 2016.
We can go back farther than that.
I don't doubt
very,
it.
A very dear friend was collecting DNA 10 years ago. So this has been in the works a long time. To plan and execute the worst crime recorded in human history, nothing will be left to chance. All the details have to be worked out well in advance, don't they?
Yeah, and I'm really disappointed in a lot of my fellow Americans because a lot of people don't realize that the big pharma system, which includes probably 80 to 90% of doctors out there, they're basically robots. They're given protocols, and they're not practicing medicine. They literally just follow a protocol. They're like mechanics, you know, following an instruction manual. They're not thinking. They're not being logical. They're not. Now, I have friends that are doctors that have bought custom weapons from me, taken training, and, you know, people like that, that incredibly intelligent men and women that are not doing that. They have their own private practices outside of the big pharma medical system, and they actually have their own labs, their own microscopes. They're practicing medicine. And unfortunately, most doctors slept through immunology class. I have noticed a pattern. I've run into a number of doctors that claim vaccines are good. My son married one. God help him. And she loves vaccines. And when I asked her, I said, Jess, can you explain to me the two categories of T cells and how those various 50 to 80 different T cells in each category, how they interact to construct your immune system? And she got the most panicked look on her face. Because this is a gal who graduated number one in her class in Vanderbilt Medical School.
Right.
She slept through immunology. Right?
Right.
I mean, and it's the same with all of these doctors. They know nothing about immunology. They know nothing about the immune system. They can barely recall the most fundamental things. Yet they're making decisions about whether or not you should take a vaccine. And who are they getting their information? What are they basing those decisions on? They're basing it on protocols that the big pharma drug companies are telling them to follow. They're not making intelligent decisions. They're making sheeple decisions. Now, how many people in America 10 years ago thought of their doctor as some stupid sheeple that just blindly follows stuff that they're told to do?
Not
that
many.
Was not the image of the American doctor 10 years ago.
No.
But if you paid attention in 2020, 2021, and 2022, how could you come to any other conclusion?
No, there is something called the medical mystique. Within the first week of going and starting medical school, they start calling these students doctor. And in general, society holds medical doctors in an elevated status because of their training, their expertise, the money and time they spent, typically 8 to 12 years past high school. And that's pretty much the way it is still, for the most part, isn't it?
Unfortunately, yes,
unfortunately.
Because they don't deserve it. Not after COVID.
Roger that. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. You got a question or comment regarding firearms, training, optics, ammunition, reloading, legislation? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Sam, I see a connection between the majority of people who get the COVID clot shot voluntarily as opposed to being coerced and those who buy electric vehicles. Do you happen to see the same connection, sir?
You know, John, I don't know a single person that owns an electric vehicle.
I don't either.
I literally don't have a single friend who owns an electric vehicle. Now, somebody's going to call me. My phone's going to ring in the next 10 seconds. Sam, I own an electric vehicle, but I am not aware of a single friend that owns an electric. My friends own pickup trucks, John.
Right.
You know, they got pickup trucks and they got fast cars.
That's right. Well, there was an ocean-going ship loaded with several million dollars worth of automobiles, one or more was an electric vehicle. It caught fire. They couldn't put it out. The entire ship sank, a ferry, ocean-going ferry. I would love to see the ferries in Metro Seattle do the same thing. Seattle's one of the largest markets for electric vehicles. A woman from Alaska bought an electric vehicle in Seattle, got it to her home, which is an island off the coast of Alaska, only to find out that when her electric vehicle needed a battery, she was told there was a 4-year wait to get a new battery for her electric vehicle. This is insane.
Oh, my. Well, this is the result of stupidity. When, you know, I am all for the advancement of technology. But you know what? These smart cars...
Sam, you went away, Sam. I don't know. You're not on mute. I don't know what happened, but your signal went away. We ended with these smart cars. If you can hear me, Sam, we can no longer hear you. Okay, well, live radio, what a hoot. We got a top of the hour break coming up here in less than 2 minutes, and maybe we'll get this audio situation squared away with Sam.
They can turn your electricity off. Hello?
Yeah, you're back. We lost you for the last 60 seconds. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the